It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So we've got your Florida legislative update coming up here shortly. But first, let's get to your top three stories. They inflation fell to 4.6% in the month of February, and this is from the producer price index. Remember, yesterday was a consumer price index, and that showed that prices, inflation went up a little bit. So the producer price index, so consumer price index went up 0.4% in February. Producer price index dropped 0.1%. Miles Guo, I believe is his name. He's a former associate with Steve Bannon, who was in the Trump administration, and he was, Miles Guo has been arrested and charged with orchestrating a $1 billion Ponzi scheme. Oh, boy. Yeah. So there's that. And then Governor Ron DeSantis says that the U.S.'s support for Ukraine's war, or Ukraine in the war, is not a vital national interest. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So one of the stories here is pertaining to, as far as Florida legislative update, is pertaining to the what the opponents called the Don't Say Gay bill last year, the Parental Rights in Action bill. The Parental Rights in Action bill last year basically says you can't discuss sex or gender to those kindergarten through third grade. And in all grades thereafter where not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. However, a new bill that's going through the Florida legislature has cleared this subcommittee. It would prohibit down to pre-kindergarten and up all the way to eighth grade. So, Now that would be a little bit interesting. Now it has passed this has already passed the subcommittee. And, but I guess one of the concerns here is this new bill that would make the Parental Rights in Action bill expand all the way up to eighth grade is that a lot of school districts have mandated sex education classes before eighth grade. So now you're going to do sex education, but you still can't talk about alternative genders and alternative sexual lifestyles and stuff. I don't know. Well, this bill would also define sex in state education law and add restrictions to pronoun usage in classrooms and among school faculty. The measure sponsor, Adam Anderson, called it a very simple bill that it builds on the existing framework. The bill reinforces that instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity is best left to parents and guardians within the home. And this one's probably going to get more pushback. It would be even more than the other one. The other one, up to third grade, even when you start talking to people who are like, this is an outrage. I can't believe Florida's passing a Don't Say Gay bill. And then when you would explain it, that it's meant to not have discussions about sex or gender with children under third grade, people were like, okay. Well, I didn't realize it was that. Now you start saying eighth grade, you're probably going to get some more pushback on that. The state Senate is looking at TikTok and WeChat and things like that about basically passing a measure that would ban it on government devices here in the state of Florida. It has passed at least one committee thus far pertaining to that. I love this bill. The House Bill 421, entitled Driving on the furthermost left lane of the roadway. Hmm? What does this do? It solidifies that the far left lane of the interstate or highway is the passing lane. That's right. No cruising over there in the far left lane at just a slow speed. No. It is a passing lane. And so unless you're passing, then you need to get over to the right lane. So according to the representative, on a road, street, or highway having two or more lanes, allowing movement in the same direction, with a posted speed limit of at least 65 miles an hour, I think that one should drop to 55, but okay, a driver may not continuously operate a motor vehicle in the furthermost left-hand lane except when overtaking or passing another vehicle, when preparing to exit the road, street, or highway, or when otherwise directed by an official traffic control device. So basically, if you're in the left lane and you're not passing and you're not getting off on an exit or turning or something, then you can't be there. And the problem is with this is this could become this is the kind of laws that when I listen to, I'm like, I love this bill, but like 5 years down the road, I'll be like, you know what? I just got pulled over for being in the left-hand lane. This is stupid. And I'm going to be like, but I can't get mad at the, and what do I always say? Every time people get angry at police officers for pulling them over for things that they deem to be stupid, I always say, don't blame the police officers. They're just enforcing the law that the lawmakers have passed. This would be one of them. Now, what we should be able to do is instead of passing a law that says you can't be in the left-hand lane, we should be able to like have some sort of sign or something like that. We're able to just trigger on the back of our vehicle, pull in front of the vehicle and like, get out of the lane. You know, something like that. Like we need to have better communication. Oh, once again, artificial intelligence. If we had artificial intelligence between the vehicles and the vehicles could talk to one another, we could let them know you're in the left lane and you're driving slow. And this is coming from me, somebody who mostly drives the speed limit all the time. So usually if I'm in the left lane passing, it's because like the person in the right lane is going really slow. So if I get in the left lane to pass and you're going slow too, that's not good. Like if you're going slow in the left lane and I'm behind you, then you're really driving slow. I'm just saying. Gracie, what are you going to say?
Yeah, I'm not sure if laws could be situational, but I feel like it should be like if you are causing traffic because you are just hanging out in the left lane and everyone else in the left lane's like, what are you doing? Then you should get pulled over. Sometimes there's no one else on the road and I'm just joyriding in the left lane, not bothering anyone. If I got pulled over.
That's true. Situational. That would make it different. Yeah. Because if you're backing up, a lot of people are backing up because I've even been behind some people or I've been in the left lane and somebody is speeding behind, like I'm passing, I'm going above the speed limit even because I'm passing somebody, but I can see somebody's behind me coming up fast. I just, let me get over, you know, I'm not one of those like, just like, well, I'm already going over the speed limit, so I'll just stay here and you just have to slow down. So,
but it definitely is an issue in between here and Tallahassee. That is the worst.
Oh, yes, definitely. It is definitely, especially I get it with semis. Like where you get two semis where one semi's trying to pass the other one. I'm like, oh no. So yeah, there's that. All right. It's Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping, I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You'll see your everyday afternoon slowdowns and we're seeing some slight slowdowns in Navarre. This is going to be 98 right off of the intersection with the Culver's and the Aldi. We have some slow traffic right near the causeway there in both directions. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So got a couple of texts here. We're talking about the bill that's going to make the left lane the passing only lane. That's getting through committee right now in the Florida legislature. It says the left lane is the fastest, and a ticket if you slow, the big truck will run you over. Well, that's true too. You can get that happen. We're talking about another bill that's going to expand the Parental Rights in Action bill all the way up to eighth grade, meaning that you cannot talk about sexual orientation or gender, different genders and stuff. You can't teach that in schools up to eighth grade. And right now it goes up to third grade. And so I was saying there's going to be a lot of pushback on this. Got a text here that says, I have high schoolers that I shut down their conversations about sexually related topics. Unless it's about science, it's inappropriate as they're still children. Oh, yeah. And I get that. And I'm more along those lines. But I understand the alternative is, well, some kids don't have parents who will talk to them about this. And so if they're curious or they're, you know, I don't know, whatever it might be, they should be able to learn about this stuff in school because school is a learning environment. No, it's certain things I don't think that's the kind of learning that school is meant to be. Got another text. Yeah, that's funny. I just made some heads explode today. I told her my pronouns are master and sir. Yes, sir, master, sir. I had an opportunity a while ago to hire somebody. And when I saw their pronouns, I'm sorry, it automatically put them at the bottom of the list. I was like, you listed your pronouns on your social media and on your LinkedIn. No. It bothers me because it feels like the pronoun thing that's happening now. I'm a him, her, or whatever you call them. It feels like somebody's trying to shove some indoctrination into my face. That's what it feels like. It just feels like some sort of indoctrination. We're talking about artificial intelligence cars last hour. And here's another one. If artificial control cars, there would be no speeding. All cars would be spaced out one car length every 10 miles an hour. No more crashes. And that's kind of what we're talking about last hour, is that one area where artificial intelligence is showing promise is with self-driving cars. It's just the biggest obstacle that the self-driving cars have and the artificial intelligence in the self-driving cars have is other cars that are operated by humans. That's their biggest obstacle right now. I remember the very, very first like reported accident from Tesla for a self-driving vehicle that happened in Europe was because a human control driver, you know, a human driver swerved into their lane at the last minute and had a head-on collision with the Tesla. And that's their biggest obstacle that they have right now. So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know this. I know that some people work at different businesses are forced to put their pronouns in their emails. I did not know that. I guess I need to stop being so judgy then. See, this is why we shouldn't judge people. I see somebody have a pronoun in there. I immediately think that they're trying to indoctrinate me somehow. And I get offended. And I know I shouldn't be so easily offended, but that's an easy one to get offended over. So I get offended at it. Let's see here. My pronoun lately has to be, hey, dad, loan me some money. Yeah, amen to that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got top trending news with John Pickens over the newsroom.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Register today for the Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K. Comes up April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. Get more details at NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
An 81-year-old woman has died after a crash at Fort Walton Beach. It happened this morning in the Crosswinds Landing neighborhood. FHP says the woman's Ford crashed into a 2011 Chevy. Two passengers in that vehicle were also hurt. The Florida Highway Patrol is still investigating. A Pensacola man is facing charges for allegedly poaching deer on state lands. The Fish and Wildlife Commission says 20-year-old Connor Bronkhorst was arrested this month on multiple counts of unlawfully shooting deer. The agency says Bronkhorst admitted to shooting the animals at night in the Blackwater State Forest. Officers reportedly found the meat from the poached deer in coolers at his home. Bronkhorst was arrested and released on $2,500 bond. And finally, Bobby, The French Bulldog is the new top dog in America. That's right. That's according to the American Kennel Club, which says it ended the Labrador Retriever's 31-year stay at the top. The Lab is now the second most popular dog breed in the country. It's followed by the Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle.
All right. Very nice. That would be the French Bulldog, not the English Bulldog.
Correct.
What you have.
Correct.
Yeah. So the French one's like the little small one, right?
Yes.
I think they're pretty small little dogs. They're cute, though.
They are.
The little French Bulldogs.
They're hard-headed, though.
I'm surprised to see that they became the, what do you call it, the most prevalent?
They become the new top dog in America.
Top dog, okay. Top dog.
Lab was 31 years.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
You know what I'm seeing more than I'm seeing Labrador Retrievers now?
What?
I'm seeing like the Labradoodles.
Yes, I had one.
People are mixing the poodle with Labradors and all kinds of other things. And I'm seeing all kinds of blah, blah doodles. I'm seeing more of those than I see like anything. Like it seems to just become more. I guess it's because the poodles don't shed. And
right.
So people are wanting something that doesn't shed. But yeah, I still want a Labrador. So then they're getting this mixed breed. So I'm seeing a lot of those popping around. So, Gracie, what you got going on with traffic on the fives?
This traffic update brought to you by New South Windows. Our roads are looking good right now. We do have one accident on 98. This is going to be causing some slow-moving traffic right in front of the Aldi and Culver's, showing slowdowns in both the east and westbound direction, as well as causing some slowdowns getting off of Navarre Beach Causeway heading northbound. Other than that, we're looking good throughout Pensacola. See something else? Give me a call to 850-2626-111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by New South Windows. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I just pulled up pictures of the French Bulldogs. Yeah, my friend actually has one of these, and it is a cute dog. It is a very fun, cute dog, and it's very affectionate. Like, I mean, you come in, that dog wants to just come and sit on your lap and play with you and things like that. Yeah, I thought that might be what it was. I wasn't sure, but I looked it up. I just Googled it and found it. Yeah, and it's just a tiny thing, but it's like tiny but muscular. Like, they're solid.
And they're definitely popular because I can think of like three people I know who have Frenchies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's just...
Definitely picking up popularity.
Yeah.
Overtaking the Labrador. So there you go. All right, coming up here next, we do have a Chihuahua Doodle. I've never seen a Chihuahua Doodle. Hopefully they do not do that. Hopefully they don't do a Chihuahua Doodle. All right. I've seen like Labradoodles, Golden Doodles, and there was like something else that I've seen. It's a blah, blah doodle besides the poodle. But all right, coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here, a poodle doodle. No, I haven't seen no poodle doodles either. Just a labradoodle and a golden doodle. Those are two main. But there's been something else. I just can't remember what it is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
My grandfather always said, when one door closes, another one opens. He was a lovely man, but a terrible cabinet maker. When one door opens, another. Okay, that's good stuff right there. And what do you call a guy lying on your doorstep? Matt. That's a, huh? Yeah, I like Daily Dad jokes. NAS Pensacola going to allow public access the weekend of March 25th and 26th. And it's going to be through the West Gate, only on Blue Angel Parkway. Guests 18 and older must have a valid state or picture ID, such as a driver's license or passport. Access will be available dependent on parking, available parking at the museum, Fort Barrancas, and the Pensacola Lighthouse. Once parking is full, public access will be halted until more parking becomes available. And they'll have temporary traffic control points located on base to prevent public access to other areas on the base. And then, of course, the Barrancas National Cemetery is always open to anyone with family interred at the cemetery. You just get through the visitor control center at the main gate. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local. Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up March 25th and 26th. There'll be 100-plus local, regional, national, fine artists, food vendors, and student art show, a local arts artist show, and a silent auction as well. So be sure to check that out at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. And then... coming up here in about 8 minutes, we've got a Fox News update for you, and then we'll also have your sports hit coming up, but first, your top three stories. So, inflation from the producer price index actually fell yesterday. So, it came out today that it fell. So, yesterday was a consumer price index. That one went up 0.4%. Producer price index went down 0.1%. Then Miles Guo, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was just arrested by the Department of Justice for a $1 billion U.S. Ponzi scheme. Oh, boy. And then Governor Ron DeSantis says the U.S.'s support for Ukraine in war is not a vital national interest. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NBA's on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the 76ers against the Cleveland Cavs. And then after that, it'll be Golden State Warriors against the Clippers. Major League Baseball preseason earlier today, the Phillies beat the Yankees, the Cardinals beat the Mets, and the Giants and the Diamondbacks game has been postponed. On True TV right now, the game just started between Farley Dickinson and Texas Southern. This is the play-in game to try to get into the March Madness tournament. And right now, Farley Dickinson leads 7-2. That's on True TV. Then you've got when that game's over, the next play-in game will be on True TV. It'll be University of Nevada against Arizona State right around 8:10. In the meantime, you've got some NIT round one games, including Central Florida playing Florida Gators at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, followed by Virginia Tech against Cincinnati, and then University of California Irvine playing Oregon. Those are all NIT first round games. Then NHL hockey is going to be on TNT tonight at 6 o'clock. You've got the Colorado Avalanche playing Toronto. After that, Minnesota playing St. Louis. Then when it comes to your sports news, the Aaron Rodgers did have he had an interview today and says when he went into his darkness retreat, he was 90% sure he was going to retire. Came out of it, decided he was not going to retire. Now today he also stated he intends to play for the Jets, but the Packers are digging in their heels about trading him or anything like that. So, or letting him go. And that's not a big surprise to me because there was rumors coming out that he wanted to play for the Jets, and he gave them a list of wide receivers that he wanted, one of whom was Alan Lazard for the Packers, and they just signed Alan Lazard yesterday. So to me, that was kind of a confirmation that the rumors that he wanted to play with the Jets was true, and sure enough, today he's verified it, that he wants to play with the Jets. Then the Patriots have picked up wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's going to have a three-year deal with the Patriots. Buccaneers are going to sign Baker Mayfield. Cowboys are officially parting ways with running back Ezekiel Elliott, And the Washington Commanders are signing quarterback Jacoby Brissett. Then finally, over in basketball, Ja Morant of the Grizzlies has been suspended 8 games by the NBA for his irresponsible gun incident. That's where he was waving around a gun. Remember when he was playing, he was at a club in Colorado. All right, that's your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some delays on Highway 90. This is going to be in both directions. Heavy slowdowns due to an accident right in front of the Taco Bell. This is going to be causing some major slowdowns in the westbound direction, backing up all the way to Wind Haven Beach. Eastbound, backing up to past 87 and causing delays on Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, I saw this story. Oh boy, Meta, which is, Facebook, Meta has announced that they plan to cut 10,000 employees. Now, of course, this comes about after they laid off more than 11,000 employees back in November. And Mark Zuckerberg told analysts that Meta planned on cutting projects that aren't performing or may no longer be crucial. We talked about this the other day, that one of these stories, I guess you would say, is that Meta is starting to move away from the metaverse development. So I'm wondering if a lot of these employees that they're laying off might have been involved with that, like, aspect of the company. Not really sure. But yeah, so after cutting 11,000 jobs in November, now they announced that they're going to lay off another 10,000. So it's kind of, oh boy. Then I saw this. If you made the exact same money, but you lived in certain states, you may pay more or less taxes. So they looked at this, and it's not just basically because obviously we have federal taxes, but then there's property taxes, there's individual income tax, and then there's sales tax. So with that, you try to say, okay, where's the place with the least tax burden? So if you made exactly the same amount of money, had the same job, and you lived in different states, where would be the worst place to live? It would be New York. That's right. New York has the highest tax burden. 12.75% of somebody's income is going towards taxes. That actually beats Hawaii by 0.5%. Then Maine, Vermont, and the fifth one kind of surprised me, Minnesota. That's right. I would have thought it would have been like New Jersey, Massachusetts, or Illinois. Well, Illinois and comes in the top 10, but Massachusetts all the way down at 25th overall. That kind of surprised me. So what about Florida? So where do we fall on the list here? Well, we're actually about sixth best. So we're not the best, but we're the sixth best for tax burden. Coming in at 6.64%. And then Alabama's not that far behind us. They're still ranking in the top 10 at the ninth best overall. So the best as far as overall tax burden is Alaska, followed by Tennessee. Then this one surprised me, Delaware, then Wyoming, and then New Hampshire. So as far as the least amount of tax burden per state, Alaska, Tennessee, Delaware, Wyoming, New Hampshire, and then coming in sixth is Florida. The worst, New York, Hawaii, Maine, Vermont, Minnesota. Pensacola right now is Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom, and we got your top stories on foxnews.com, so stick around.
Changes are
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. John?
Well, an 81-year-old woman has died after a crash at Fort Walton Beach. It happened this morning in the Crosswinds Landing neighborhood. FHP says the woman's Ford crashed into a 2011 Chevy. Two passengers in that vehicle were also hurt. FHP is investigating. A Pensacola man is facing charges for allegedly poaching deer on state lands. The Fish and Wildlife Commission says 20-year-old Connor Bronkhorst was arrested this month on multiple counts of unlawfully shooting deer. The agency Bronkhorst admitted to shooting the animals at night in the Blackwater State Forest. Officers were reportedly found the meat from the poached deer in coolers at his home. He was arrested and released on a $2,500 bond. And finally, more information is coming out about a woman who shot and killed at a McDonald's in Memphis. Authorities say Preston Diener, an employee at the restaurant, shot the woman after she was reportedly arguing about her food order in the drive-thru. Surveillance video shows the woman speaking at the drive-thru and then pulling out a gun and knocking on the window with it. She then put the gun down, and that's when Diener pulled out a gun of his own and shot the woman through the window. Diener's charged with second-degree murder.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
They get your order wrong, but...
Yeah.
You know, fresh fries. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You it's okay.
And the other surprising one is like when you hear about these poaching stories,
right?
It's always surprising to me to see those kinds of things. So to see what those, you know, people are still poaching things and then getting busted like that one.
Right.
I mean, they even had the meat in the freezer, you know.
So yes.
Kind of crazy story right there. All right, thanks. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, top story on FoxNews.com. Parents outraged after teacher gives sex writing assignment to teenage students. Some parents' responses, totally creeped out. Yeah, I can see that. This happened in Oregon. Basically, asked the kids to write a fantasy. That's and it was in a health class apparently. Oh boy. It's just that there's other details about this. It's just too I don't want to read it. That's the top story of foxnews.com. Then we've got here President Biden makes a sudden reversal on a key decision, buckling to environmental groups' demands. What is this here? So I guess there was a situation where he's going to reverse a Trump-era land swap deal facilitating the construction of in Alaska wilderness area. And so it's a I guess the Department of Interior withdrew the land exchange. They explained it contained procedural flaws and wasn't consistent with agency policy. Now, previously, the president had basically defended this land swap deal, and now all of a sudden they're you know flipping it on there. So I don't know, but apparently conservationists are actually not very happy with this either. So. According to the who's the person here? Because you got Governor Mike Dunleavy from Alaska saying the decision will deprive Alaskans of the life-saving services the road would provide access to. We got another one saying, "I am a lifelong conservationist, and I truly believe in the need to protect our lands and waters and honor our obligations to tribal nations." But the debate around approving the construction of a road to connect the people of the King Cove to life-saving resources has created a false choice seated over many years between valuing conservation and wildlife and upholding our commitments to indigenous communities. I reject the binary choice. There you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
All Our roads are checking and clear on I-10 and I-110. The heaviest slowdowns are on 98 right now throughout Navarre. This is due to an accident. This is going to be right off of Ortega Park Drive in the westbound direction, backing up all the way to Windhaven Beach. So extremely slow-moving traffic as you head westbound on 98, getting out of Windhaven Beach, heading towards Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So a couple other stories here on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. One of them, Dallas Cowboys are sending the longtime running back star, packing with years left on his massive deal. Ezekiel Elliott getting cut today by the Cowboys. Kind of a surprise move right there. Other top story on FoxNews.com, poll sheds new light on Trump versus DeSantis in a potential primary battle. Trump stands at 46%, DeSantis at 32% in a national poll. They're far ahead of anybody else. And of course, Governor DeSantis hasn't even announced that he's running, but at the same time, this poll is showing a widening margin for President Trump. That's right. As things have been going on, Trump is getting more and more support, not DeSantis. Now, part of that might be because DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running. But that's how it goes right there. Now, I mentioned this earlier. One of the top stories was that Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, he actually came in today and gave a full endorsement in an email to his supporters to Governor DeSantis. Wait, what? Governor DeSantis hasn't even run for president. He hasn't even announced his run for president yet. And yet here is a top Republican throwing his full-throated support in for the governor, even though he hasn't even announced his presidency yet. All right. Let's call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here. Investors now snatch up 1 in 6 homes sold in America. Something we've talked about quite a bit here on the show. Kit Kats are made by both Hershey's and Nestle's. Hershey's has the rights to make them in America. Nestle has the rights to make them in every other country. Oh, I had friends who would tell me they lived in England that they were like, Kit Kats, there are Nestle Kit Kats. So there you go. I guess that's the reason why. So Saturday Night Live was called NBC's Saturday Night Live when it debuted in 1975 until midway through its second season, and they dropped the NBC part. And humans and chimps have about the same amount of hair. A lot of ours are just super fine and virtually invisible. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.